The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 13th of February. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and...
me, Barrett on a bike, or Ms. on a bike.
Ms. on a bike. How are you doing?
I am so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anything special?
Yep.
You've got some news to tell us?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Go for it. Do I get a hat? Do I need a hat?
No, darling.
Okay.
No. Well, you can wear a hat. I hope that you'd wear a helmet with this outfit. I've got a new cycling apparel.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Mm.
Yeah.
Have you?
Bird and a bike. It's beautiful. So, pre-sale's been taken.
Is it Lycra?
Of course.
Is it stretchy Lycra?
Of course. You need to go fast on your bike. There's no point in putting a sail on you, is there?
But I can't wear it, can I? I look all lumpy.
Oh, please wear it.
have you got Lycra for me?
I'll make it special.
Would you?
I tell you, honestly, that would be so good. We could sit here and wear it all together.
We could, couldn't we?
Doing a radio
as long
show.
Because it would work on the radio. It would be fine. Just sat here in my Lycra on the radio, as you would.
I know. Do you know what? The whole process has been fascinating. Just to have...
Hold on. Here we go.
You're late.
Oh, look, it's
You're
Nettie.
Late.
Oh, hello, Nettie.
Look at the time. Nonsense.
Yeah, you fibber. Just because she was 4 minutes early last time, she's trying to redress the balance. Hello, Nettie.
Hi, Nettie. We are. That's why it says on air.
Yeah.
Bright red. We just love you just being here just doing this. It's very funny. We've got this
vision. We were just talking about Lycra.
Yes. I've got my new...
She's making me a Lycra suit.
Cycling gear is literally a tangible... Do I look like I'm wearing it now?
Well, you might be underneath. You could, yeah, it could be, couldn't it? See?
No.
Come on, prove otherwise.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Nettie. You can't come in here swanning in late and then ask me to get my kit off.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that typical?
I asked you to get your kit off.
You demanded. So we put this together. We sat down and we just made this amazing product. And we're just now doing pre-sales and just about to, and everybody's going, oh my God, bro, this is amazing.
So, is it being manufactured at the moment, or
yes.
is it still in design? Where are we in the process?
Design is proofed, done. And this is the interesting thing. And you know, when you start off with something, you go, right, I really want my apparel in. You know, this is what people want in. This is what they say. We want to be wearing your stuff. Where do you start? What colours do you start with? Who's it going to affect everybody? You know, who's going to be buying it? So you do all that avatar marketing.
Sorry to butt in, but some people have only just tuned in. What are we talking about?
Can you believe she's just done that?
Yeah, I know. Her line of cycling apparel.
Most people, Nettie, wouldn't have said anything. They just would have sat there and thought, it's all right, I'll catch up halfway through the conversation.
I need to know.
Welcome, guests, to Nettie. Nettie, I've got my new apparel, cycling
all over
apparel.
Again. You get to say it all
Thank
over
you.
Again.
I've got my cycling apparel, bird and a bike. So you, it's a skin, what's called a skin suit, so that would be a racing suit, or you've got bibs and a jersey. You know, you said, what do we talk about? This is how you're treated.
We talk about Bird's line of clothing.
We talk about my business.
We talk about it twice as well, just to make sure.
So this morning then, on the Olympics, when I was listening to some of the stuff.
It wouldn't be on
No, but they were saying about somebody doing the skeleton had got a new suit, like one of these body suits. Like
I know what
about.
You were watching. I saw that report yesterday.
And they reckon that they got further up the league table really quickly just because of what they were wearing.
Mm. Well, of course.
Loose
it's
suit.
Like, yeah, it's like when swimming. Do you remember a little while ago they were all starting to wear above the knee, like an all-in-one, like a wetsuit would be. And then they said, no, it makes them faster, so it's not appropriate.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, so a skin suit, jersey and bibs.
Yeah, I just stick to me micro speedos.
Can we move on?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have given it any energy at all.
That killed that conversation, didn't
it? But here's the thing. When you start off with something and you think, yeah, I've got this idea, until you actually start to put the foundation into it, until you actually put it all together, then you can't start building it. You can't start adjusting it. And you've got to have that foundation first. And everything could come in going, oh, I don't know where to start, so I'm not going to. I'm going to see how it goes. Just get going. Just get something on paper first.
Yeah, sure.
And then you can start adapting, growing it. It's
Absolutely.
Just like my marathon training.
Yeah. Good.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah, go on.
No, it's fine. It's so just all about me, isn't it?
Training going,
yeah. My marathon training is going really well. I've eaten three today.
Excellent. Well done.
The biggest thing I learned from marathon training is this.
Yeah.
Is that you're not fit until the week before race day.
Yeah, I find that.
Okay.
So we haven't got to worry for a couple of months.
But what really threw me is when they changed the name to Snickers.
That's dead air now.
Is it? Okay.
Anyway, how are you, Mr. Andrews?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Good. Anything that you are not happy about at the minute on the news?
No, I'm quite chilled. It's all good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not ranting too much at the moment.
Good. Anything happening elsewhere? Anything we need to know about?
No, there's loads of things happening. But let me tell you what's going to happen on this show eventually, once we get it kind of started.
Stop talking about bird and a bike.
Yeah, unless we're going to start again. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
What are we doing?
I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, the lovely folks, Justin Dean and the team at Creative Motion, the video people. So a big thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. It's much appreciated. We do want to hear from you. The people out there in Southeast England and further afield, we do have regular listeners in the US, in France, in Turkey, in Luxembourg, and really exotic places like Sussex.
Have you just made that up?
No.
How do you know that?
Because they tweet you.
All right.
They're on holiday. They're normally here.
Yeah. Yeah, we sent them there. We'd like to hear from you, and we can... You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get in touch and interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BeBunker. We have already had over 1,933,763,009 tweets this morning.
It is busy, though, out there.
It is really busy. You think I'm lying, don't you? I counted those.
It's half term, you know that, don't you?
I know. I was really surprised, because it's normally fairly quiet during half term, but they've gone mad. It's obviously raining or something, and the kids have got nothing to do, so they're all tweeting in.
Nice.
But we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets. So we will read them out. We've got some emails to read, and we've got lots of things to talk about. So let's crack on with it, shall we?
Awesome.
I'm going to read the first tweet, and it's from a new listener called Kent Discoveries. And they say, hello, just introducing Kent Discoveries. We're a social media marketing campaign championing independent businesses in the world of Kent. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Of course you can. Now, I had a quick look at their at the Twitter handle and the website associated with it, and they seem to be promoting producers and products and food and drink and stuff like that around the world of Kent. So do give them a follow. Their Twitter handle is Kent Discoveries. Kent
nice.
Discoveries. So
like
give me a follow.
I like it.
And consider yourself shouted out. What have you got, bud?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, I have. Chris Hyde. Hi, Chris. How are you this amazing day? Hi, at Vanilla Web. Where's my Ambird? Any chance of a shout out on the Bee Bunker? No, because you didn't put bird.
Okay. Now, here you go. You were saying to me, how do I know where they're from? Where's Chris from? Where's Chris listening? Do you know?
Chameleogenics.
Chameleogenics is his company, but do you know where they're based?
No.
Spalding in Lincolnshire.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Why is he listening this then?
Because he likes you.
Well, you just curled your lip up at me.
I know, yeah. Well, that's a stupid question.
You snarled at me.
Why is he listening to us then? I've no idea, Bob. Why would he listen to us?
No, I suppose we are a global radio.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Yeah.
All right. God. Another one that's put nothing for me here. Another one. Spitfire Radio. Hiya, yeah. Vanilla Web. No bird and a bike. Any chance we can have a shout out? No, Spitfire Radio. No.
Do you know where Spitfire Radio are?
No.
I do. They're in Hampshire.
It's because we're a global radio station.
It's because we're... how many times have I got to tell you this?
My days. Shout out for out our name. Recommend us and win award-winning sparkling wine from Biddenden Vine. And that's hashtag Creative Motion. So that's from Justin Dean. And that's Biddenden Heart of the Garden of England. You know what that is, don't you?
What, a Garden of England? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not from these parts, but I know that to be sure.
No, you're from pirate country, aren't you?
Yes.
She'd be a pirate.
We know.
Huh?
Anyway, can I just say, right, let's get a little bit sensible here. Oh. So I've been watching the news.
Oh, good grief.
And it's unheard of because I, on purpose, don't want to really watch it. And it's very interesting the way that it is being presented to us.
Mm.
Really interesting, because then it's actually laying down a belief system that I don't necessarily want to believe in. Very interesting. And I'm watching it every night, and Stephen absolutely rants at the TV. And I'm like, why are you ranting at it? He's going, well, why didn't they tell us this? They shouldn't leave us asking for other questions. A great one is the Oxfam thing that was on last night. And, you know, the deputy CEO has resigned.
Yep.
So we want to know, why did she and not somebody else? Why would she? What, you know, I was left asking so many questions instead of, isn't that what the news is all about? To inform us, not to leave us hanging?
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, the what can you say? I mean, this.
I
don't want to get into a rant about this, but even what used to be called mainstream media is now just so much fake news. It's not so much fake news; it's just they don't cover it properly. There's too much journalism.
Exactly.
They just report what somebody else reported. They don't check anything. They don't go an in-depth look at why something's the way it is, you know. It's just all got political, and it depends on what side of the political debate you're on, what kind of news you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, depending on who you listen to or what paper you read.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't do any of them because they're all so predictable. And you can tell what part of the story you're going to get.
Yeah, here's a great thing. I was just teaching this morning, and we were talking about the Winter Olympics. It's just fascinating what somebody believes.
Mm.
And I said, oh, did you watch the snowboarding yesterday with the women being thrown, of course, with the wind? They said, yeah, they wouldn't have let that go on if it was the men snowboarding. I went, whoa! Isn't it interesting, because of all this this energy that's going on, and I'm like, isn't that fascinating that somebody would believe that to be true?
Well, you can believe anything you want, can't you, really? And and the thing is, you can normally find some kind of data somewhere to substantiate what it is you believe. And the whole point about where we've got to as a society is we all live in this echo chamber, in this bubble, where we associate with like-minded individuals. So we only ever see the same news, and that reinforces our belief, because that's all we see in terms of, you know, wanting to believe. So I think we face a huge amount of challenges in terms of how we find out the reality of anything that's going on.
I know.
And that's amazing, considering how much communication technology we have these days.
Yeah.
You know, the more technology we've got for communication, the less communication we've actually done. You know, we retract back into our bubble.
Yeah.
Go on, Luke.
With the communication thing as well, it's really interesting, because I get a lot of my news through online mediums and stuff like that, and it gets suggested to me based on what I'm interested in.
Yeah. Mm.
So because of that, I get shown things that I would like. Therefore, I miss out on so much other information. I'm interested in computing and technology and digital and things like that, and football, so I'll get those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But I won't learn about anything else that sits outside of that little bubble. So although it's all there, it's still, like you say, in your little chamber, aren't you?
Exactly, and it is really interesting. I because I'm a bit like that. I subscribe to a number of political forums and stuff like that, and I love a good argument late at night on some of those things. But sometimes, just because I think it's funny, I will go and argue totally the opposite of what I believe, because it's really easy to argue things. You can find lots of data from looking at other people's echo chambers to substantiate what you're saying. But my problem with the media, however you determine the media, is there's not enough independent analysis of what's going on. They want to prove whatever they want to prove. So, you know, with newspapers like the Daily Mail or the Guardian or the Independent or the Mirror or the Sun or whatever, they're going to write this. You know what angle they're going to write the story from before they write the story. And it would just be nice once to see a balanced piece of reporting from someone that says, on one hand, it's this. On the other hand, it's that. You know, here's two bits of evidence. Make up your own mind.
It'd be really interesting, actually, to see an article written by two people with polar views on one subject, and almost like a debate in article.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody coming at it from two separate views, and just to see how they kind of put together their ideas. That would be really interesting.
Absolutely. It would be nice to start having debates about things that weren't so divisive. Yeah, that actually sought to solve the problem. But I do find it funny as well. Like, if you came across the Jordan Peterson interview with Cathy Newman, and the meme that's come out of that is hilarious, because it is actually what's going on with our news, you know. So it's somebody says something, and then the interviewer says, so what you mean by that is, yeah, and you just think, you know, crazy. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now, though?
No.
We're going to play a bit of music. And we're going to play a bit of music. And while we're doing that, I'm going to get our first guest on the phone. What do you reckon?
Interesting. Yes, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, so here's my track for this week.
City dweller, successful fella, got himself upside, got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, the craze on him. In the country, watching afternoon repeats and the 38 in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. It's a helping hand that makes you feel relatively blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the pain that haunts. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. She comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Z Dead Sea Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. Dead Sea Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on bizradio and channelradio.co.uk/2. That's a seagull. And the reason that's a seagull is we've got Chris West joining us all the way from sunny Herne Bay. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, a little bit wet though. It's not the ideal day to be on the coast.
And you're tossing pancakes, I do believe.
Yeah, we've just had, with Herne Bay Town Partners, we've just had a charity pancake race in the town.
Right.
Despite the weather, it was really well received. 6 teams taking part, local businesses, raising a bit of money for the Stropot Foundation. So it's all for a good cause.
Fantastic. Chris, for those of you who don't know, is from Canterbury City Council. And he's down in Herne Bay at the moment, as he said, at the pancake tossing festival that they have down there with the seagulls and the rain and everything else. But you're also going to tell us a little bit, Chris, about something you've got coming up in March in Canterbury, yeah?
Yes, that's right. We're running an unconference. This will be our third unconference that we've done. It's on the 15th of March at the Westgate Hall in Canterbury from 9.30 to 1.30. And it's really an exciting alternative conference from the normal conference that, you know, you and I and many other people go to.
Sure.
It is really what's on the tin. It's unconference. It's unplanned. We have some keynote speakers, but the rest of it really is up to the people that actually attend what we do.
So it's dynamic and unscripted and unproduced, and people just kind of rock up and talk. But as you say, you have got a couple of keynote speakers, and I think you've got some really interesting keynote speakers, have you not?
Yes, we have, yeah. We've got Graham Raisey, who is the group principal of East Kent College, and as you're probably well aware, that East Kent College have now taken over in Thanet and Canterbury, Dover and Folkestone. He will be a keynote speaker, and so will Paul Cook, who is he's an entrepreneur, really.
Yeah, he was involved in Just Eat, I believe.
He was, yeah. He was a lead in the international business intelligence for Just Eat. He's now just actually opened a new business called East One, which is it's a community hub which is developing small businesses in Whitstable. So he's got his fingers in a lot of pies. Excuse the pun.
Oh, I see what you did there, Chris. I like that. So, for the unconference, I know that there are some business pitches available so that people can book some exhibition stands if they want.
Yes, yeah. And the event is free as well. Free to businesses to actually attend. If they go to mybiz-canterbury.co.uk, you can register there. We're asking everyone to register, and it is free for people to actually turn up on the day, but stalls are available. Again, contact us through the website, and it is, you know, an interesting day. And we've got a couple of surprises up our sleeves as well. We've got a mystery speaker, which I can't
remember
that is at the moment. And also, there's a company called Place Over Your Ears, and we're going to do a little bit of audio conferencing with headphones. So that should be quite interesting as well.
So loads of novel things happening. That sounds really good. It's at the Westgate Hall, which is a lovely facility in Canterbury.
Yes.
And there's parking, there's pan display parking right next door to the Westgate Hall in Pound Lane. So it's easy
to get
to. And it's only a couple of minutes walk from the West Station as well, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. So it's an ideal location, really.
Absolutely. So do come along. If you want to register your place, you can go to mybiz-canterbury.co.uk and secure your free place there. Or if you want to book an exhibition stand, can people email you, Chris?
Yes, they can, if it's chris.west@canterbury.gov.uk, or again, come through the website. There's a link on the website as well.
Fantastic. And that's happening on the 15th of March. It's the Unconference at Westgate Hall, and we're really looking forward to it. I'll be there, and I'll see you all
Excellent.
There. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your
you
wet
Paul.
Pancake race. I'm sure it's going to be really good. Yeah, yeah. Save us one, won't you?
Yeah, come on, Chris. What are you having on the pancake?
Yeah.
What are we having on the pancakes?
Yeah.
We've got rain at the moment.
Rain! Delicious!
My favourite, yeah.
Low in calories.
It was quite interesting, actually. We had a banana running, so they had a banana pancake. So it was all a good bit of fun. But I think we'll probably have some proper pancakes later on.
You're hoping.
Yeah, I am hoping, yeah.
Chris, as always, it's really good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Business Bunker Show. Massive good luck with the Unconference, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Paul.
Cheers now.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
So, Mr. Chris West there from Canterbury City Council talking about the Unconference. And Nettie, Rift Accounting are involved heavily with us as well, obviously.
Yeah, always are.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I were at the very first one.
We were at the beginning.
That was a little bit of a
shock. We sailed there in an ark, didn't we?
Oh, my life. Yeah. So the very first one, as you
It was nerve-wracking, wasn't it?
Let's go down memory lane, shall we? No one knew what they were turning up for.
No.
We had a Grammy-nominated singer, didn't we?
We did indeed. We did indeed, yeah. Chris Searle, yeah.
Chris Searle. And I just couldn't believe it. I don't know quite how to describe the first one. When we asked for volunteers.
Well, it was kind of nerve-wracking because it was the first time we'd ever done it.
Yep.
And it was an idea we copied from a chap in Boston.
It was.
Who'd run the first Unconference in Boston. And he agreed to speak to open the conference, did he not?
I still think he had his jammers on, don't you?
Yeah, no, but if you remember, I need to get this rant in. This chap who is a really severe entrepreneur in medical devices.
Yeah.
And was about to open a business in Kent.
Yeah.
He was going to come and open our Unconference.
Yes.
And our wonderful government refused him an entry visa.
Yeah.
They refused him an entry visa.
They let him rent business premises.
Yeah. He could buy a factory, but he couldn't come and visit it. Yeah. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Anyway, bless him. He got up at a crack of sparrows, didn't he?
He did.
In his gym jams.
Yeah.
And we did a live video conference.
We did.
We weren't sure that was going to work. I chaired the event. We weren't sure anyone was going to turn up, and we weren't sure anyone was going to speak. So it wasn't nerve-wracking in the least.
And was it? Brilliant.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was really good fun, because I remember when we asked for volunteers to run workshops, bearing in mind nobody was prepared to run anything. Mm. We had one workshop, I don't know if you remember it, Amy McManus's one, where we actually did it twice because the demand was so high for what she did. And I can still remember it was marketing on a shoestring.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. And it didn't matter whether you were a startup business or established. The ideas she was giving people was actually, you know, mind-blowing, because it was so professionally done for someone who wasn't prepared. She just
absolutely
knew her stuff.
It was really fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one, but I seem to remember a tomato turning up on stage
at
some point.
That was the last one we did. I wonder if that's the banana running up and down.
It could be the same person that's morphed into a banana.
Little Pep, wasn't it?
It was, Sherry Newton,
But I think the second one was, because again, it's Unconference, it's unconventional. We didn't do it the same way again.
Mm.
So last time we had two speakers that nobody had ever even heard of.
Mm.
One was Toby from Catch in Herne Bay.
Mm.
But the other one, I think the I'm not saying he was better, sorry if you're listening, Toby, but the other one was Steve Otterwill from Otterwills, who did about the fact that he was part of the design for the Olympic torch and how you win something so prestigious, but no one will let you tell anyone.
So
you've got this wonderful contract,
and
you can't,
tell anyone
until the design for the next torch comes out 4 years later with the next client.
It's like my work as a spy.
Yeah.
Sam!
And it was this bit about how can you again win something so prestigious?
Yeah.
You're sitting here in Kent and you can't tell anyone because the rules say someone in government thought it would be a great idea to keep that all under wraps. So your best advertising ever. The Olympics is going to come to the UK probably once in your lifetime while you're doing that. You can't tell anyone. But also his whole story and all of them, the stories were so honest about going from nothing to employing people and not this perfect journey, this journey of ups and downs. What business is really like, not what they'd like to tell you it is. It's easy. You just do this and this and off you go, because it doesn't work like that.
Absolutely. So that's the Unconference. on the 15th of March.
And there are some genuinely, we've had a laugh putting this together, there is some genuinely funny things up our sleeves, and I would really, not in as much as naughty things, but things that are important to business, but actually some real surprises, some a surprise speaker, etc., etc. And you can talk to me, I'm not going to tell you. It's as simple as that, because I think it's good to keep it different.
Yeah.
Look at your little face. Of course you can come.
Thanks. I was intently listening. Were
you?
You could turn up and tell everybody all about your Lycra.
Yes, Nutty.
But you see, the thing is, with unconferences, you might well turn up. You might well decide to run.
I might wear it.
You might wear it. You might decide to run a workshop about it. But if no one wants to go, we won't make them.
Exactly.
It's the power of 2 feet. If you find yourself sitting there in a talk that you're not interested in, the encouragement is to get up and
walk. Yeah.
And listen to someone else who you are interested in. It's not offensive.
But do you know what, Nettie? As a speaker myself, I love that. Because I want to know if I'm making an impact. I don't want to waste your time.
No.
If this isn't a value to you, it will be to the person who's sat next to you. But go, my darling. Go and find something that is a value to you.
I agree.
It's not personal to me. No. It's actually so personal to you.
Yeah. And there's encouragement of that. And it's about not being British. Don't be British about it. It doesn't matter. You're not going to
stiff up a lip.
Absolutely. I will sit here and listen to this. It's not relevant to me at all. And I really wish I'd been in the meeting next door.
Go.
Go then.
But it is a great event. This is the third one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a great event. And it was a huge, huge gamble when you first started it, wasn't it? I mean, we opened it and walked onto the stage and basically there could have been no one there and nobody to talk.
Was that the gamble? Was it the fact that, you know, say, for example, you've marketed Rift next to it. Would that have been a gamble as well, that it didn't get some...
Potentially, but I think it was also the bit is, are businesses out there looking for something different, or do they just want to rock up to the same stuff? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the time, all the time, to put on something different? But we haven't. We all know that. But at the same time, I can honestly say that this is back because we were asked to do it again, not because we've chosen to deliver it. It's actually been asked for.
And it is different.
Yeah. Every time it's different, though.
It is different, and that has a lot going for it because there is a lot of things that happen in the county, and it's great that there's a lot of things that happen in the county, but if we keep on doing the same things, eventually they get boring.
Yeah.
So having something different in the calendar is always great for shaking things up. You know, you don't have to come.
No.
It is a free event, so, you know, it's great. And it's a free event supported by Canterbury City Council through their two initiatives, which are Start My Biz and Grow My Biz, in partnership with the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. So why not? And Westgate Hall's really nice as well.
Yeah,
easy to get to.
Easy parking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it will be, I would actually quite like
opposite
to call it
Nando's, if you fancy a cheeky Nando's. Thank you.
But it's the, I'd like to call it the unconventional conference, because that's actually what it is.
Yeah.
It's not really a conference, is it? That's a very American term.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an unconventional meeting in a morning of business people looking at something different and to talk to different people.
Yeah.
Some of the successes which have been quite interesting is there was somebody from the last one who actually met their future FD at that meeting. I've never met them before. There was somebody else who is now partnering up and doing websites and working together. They'd never met before. And there was somebody else, and I can't remember what that was off the top of my head, but three quite influential ones never have done before.
There was also, I don't know if I can remember the exact details of this, that someone at the very first one met someone from a university that put them in touch with someone in Ireland that got them a whole series of speaking gigs across the Republic.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Remember.
Yeah. I do. And I think it is that bit of being unconventional. Mm. We're actually encouraging people to be themselves, talk to who they want to talk to and learn about different things.
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Of having, nothing wrong with the people who are out networking all the time. I've got all the time in the world. If they weren't doing it, we wouldn't have things to go to. It's
absolutely
brilliant. But this is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
So
if you want to register your free place, if you go to www, which stands for
World Wide Web.
It does indeed. worldwideweb.mybiz-canterbury.co.uk. We'll put a link on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can find this, and we'll tweet the bejesus out of it, because we always do. But do go along.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Yeah, I'll be there.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you really?
Well, I did try to book my ticket, but it kept saying full. Yeah.
We have to keep releasing tickets. That's the problem. Right. Literally, when it went live, we just sent out an email campaign, and I think about 50-something people signed up straight away. Mm. And it's just kept growing from there.
Good.
On.
Absolutely.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. Thank you for that, Nitty.
Very welcome.
Lovely to see you, as always. And just while you're here and while you're on. Yeah, how's it going? How's things
it's
up?
Good.
Up the rift?
Up the rift is absolutely fine. Obviously, we've done
you,
January.
I was going to say, have you survived the end of year accounting period?
January was absolutely fine.
Are you now just mopping up the late filers that are ringing you and saying,
actually,
I've just been fined?
No, there isn't loads of them. We're very,
are they not?
Very
are they
nice.
Learning their lesson?
They are. I think it's now doing January's work, as in the stuff that wasn't related to that. But no, it's busy. It's good.
Good.
We've had a good start to the year.
Good. Mm. Excellent. That's good to hear. And as we say, we got the filing season out of the way last. Good.
We've got loads of tweets going on.
Do you want to read some?
I do. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go on a rant of tweets. So we've got, first and foremost, we had Telka saying, are you tuning into hashtag Business Bunker at 1 p.m. with at Vanilla Web? Come on, Telka and Burden of Bike, we'll be taking your tweets. What's the matter with everybody today? They've forgotten about me.
Yeah.
Have you put something out about it? He does this. I bet it was last week, wasn't it? When Bird's in next week, don't tweet her. So tweet your biz details and listen for a shout out. We then have, and this is really, so Deborah Turner, always need a shout out, Business Bunker, always lots to shout about. 8th of March, International Women's Day, and of course they do that through Breakthrough Women and the FSB Kent and the IOD Kent. And Quib is also getting involved in this as well, and that's the Orangery venue. Beautiful to get along to that. This is a really special one to my heart, and something happened yesterday, and this is amazing. So Street Soccer Group, and that's with the amazing Keith Mabbott. Yes, please, Paul, we need the whole of Kent to get behind us of the sole representative of the county. So they are entering a national contest to win £200,000 for work helping towards their charity, which is for the homeless and vulnerable young people. It's just two clicks. Go on to have we got it on the website?
It's not at the moment, but there's loads of it all over Twitter.
Exactly.
It's Persimmon Homes.
Yeah.
Click, vote, and then vote again tomorrow.
Yeah. And you've got to do this.
You can vote every day.
And I'll tell you why, because this is a story. I spoke at Keith's Street Soccer.
Didn't you? Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago. And do you know what? And I found this ever since I used to teach when I was a sister on surgical ward and in A&E. And I always believe that even when you come with a wisdom, somebody else will always teach you as well. So you come together. And this actually happened. So I was there speaking about an hour and a half. I'm like, I can rant on forever. And we were putting this thing
she
together.
She does go on a bit.
And we've got a film crew coming in tomorrow to my show, The Conversation. I'm very excited about it.
Are you going to talk about your Lycra?
No.
Okay.
And
just checking.
And anyway, so we were talking about this, and I said, I'm waiting for the BBC, da 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 da. And one of the guys put up his hand. So he's 21. Charlie, big shout out for you, mate. And he put up his hand and said, Bird, why are you leaving it 2 weeks? Why don't you do it in 2 days? And I loved that because he held me accountable. Mm. And I went, Charlie, you're on. But what are you going to do that if you're holding me accountable, what are you going to do? And this went on. Anyway, yesterday I get a phone call, and it's on Keith Mabbott's phone. And up comes this Bird. I'm like, hello? It wasn't Keith. And it was this Charlie going, Bird, I just wanted to say congratulations for getting the film crew in tomorrow, da 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 da. And that is literally what has gone on. Mm. They are doing amazing stuff. So please go and vote for Street Soccer Group. Super, super important.
Mm. They're making a huge difference.
Huge.
For homeless kids and kids with problems. It's absolutely big. Keith has organised this all on his own. He's got it up and running. He's got loads of people signed up to it. Support them. They need your support. Please. Yeah. And they are the only one in Kent, so, it's not competing with anybody here else. Just do it.
Exactly.
And talking about inspirational people, I want to tell you about this. I came across this the other day, and this is another great thing that's happened in Kent. It's about an inspirational Kent GP who's received a national honour. An inspirational GP from Kent who set up a program that's helped hundreds of people battling with mental health problems has been recognised with a national honour. Dr. Farnaz Sharif of Raynham has been given a British Citizens Award for her services to healthcare. Dr. Sharif started the Manage Your Mind program in 2012 after witnessing the widening gap in mental health support for patients with mild or moderate depression. due to government cutbacks. The first programme ran as a project funded by the International Association for Human Values with just 5 participants, but the numbers soon grew. By February this year, the project had become so successful that Dr. Sharif successfully turned it into a community interest company. The entire project is now run by a group of volunteers and facilitated by Dr. Sharif. The workshops provide practical support for participants in their personal and professional lives and are available to anyone in the community. The sessions consist of breathing exercises, breathing techniques, exercises and stress-busting sessions and mindfulness. Dr. Sharif decided early on that the workshops had to be free to make them accessible to everyone. She and the team are constantly applying for grants and fundraising to meet the demand within the community. The workshops were designed to tackle depression, anxiety, stress and bereavement and have been running for 4 years now. Dr. Sharif's aim was to teach individual practical ways to manage these conditions on a daily basis. Over 1,200 residents across Medway and Kent have now participated and benefited from the workshops. People are able to self-refer to manage your mind, and there's very rarely a waiting list. Once registered, patients can access the workshops when needed. So that's a fantastic thing that's happening. All power to you, Sharif. It's a fantastic thing. If you think that you know of someone that could benefit from this, then please get them signed onto the programme.
The biggest thing with that is the time. Mm. Vital. You don't want to wait 6 weeks until wet weather. You want it immediate. Exactly. It has to be done. So she's got it amazing. So, do you know what I love? I used to work with the GPs. They're under so much duress. You know, they've got 8 minutes to meet and greet, diagnose and say goodbye.
Yep.
So that for me is just somebody trying to do something so much more. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Cold call and email prospecting for new customers. I love this. I love ringing up people. Hello. I know.
She
I
does do. It randomly. She hasn't got anything to say. She just rings them. Goes, hello, it's Bird. And they go, do I know you?
You've got a new cycling apparel, they say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm everywhere. I'm global. Yeah. Anyway, Wednesday the 7th of March, 2018, 9:30 till 12.
She'll be global.
95 plane. Right, I'm going to start again because these poor people really want a really good shout out. Here we go. So, cold call and email prospecting for new customers on the 7th of March at Kings Hill at business events. Masterclass, Wednesday, 7th of March. Completely lost it now. You two are just like, I'm really sorry.
Was it our fault?
9:30 till 12:30, 95 plane bus VAT. Details of booking, go to www.
I don't know. You've got the email.
No, what does it stand for?
Oh, sorry, World Wide Web.
Masterclasses.
wibblewobbleway.co.uk.
I'm so sorry. We spend hours doing this. Continue.
Wonderfully wearable. What's names?
Wellies.
Mm. There's a tweet here, Bird. There's a tweet here, Bird. It's the next one in the queue. Am I going to read it or are you?
Who for? I haven't got anything.
It says Cars from Kent.
Oh, they love me.
It says Hi, Bird on a Bike.
Yes.
Open brackets. You're our favourite. Close brackets. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Buy or sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com. Much love and kisses, Mitch. It doesn't say that bit.
I
made that bit up.
Right. I haven't got it through on mine yet. Yeah, how funny, isn't it? Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Mitch.
You're only one and you missed it.
Yeah. Story of my life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Here, I've got some dates for you for 2018.
Go on.
There's ZC Live at Ashford International on Friday the 9th of June from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I do believe that's free to attend. I did chair the event last year, and there are more than 500 people there last year. It's going to be a biggie. So Friday the 9th of June, ZC Live. There's Social Day on the 30th of May to the 1st of June. So that's 2 or 3 days. And that's at the Congress Centre. And that's Social Day. Grow Kent, West Kent at the Mercure Tunbridge Wells is on the 28th of February. The Grow Kent Canterbury Business Show is on the 29th of March, and the Grow Kent Maystone Show is on the 26th of June. So loads of things happening over the next few months. Bird.
Oh, hi. Venues and Events Expo South East, 30 the 31st of May in Kent Event Centre at Detling. The first event of its kind in the South East. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers. I love this. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. That is www.webwideweb. venuseventsexpo.co.uk. Do you know what? We're going to start a tribal. That's going to be a...
Is it?
A viral thing, I reckon, eh?
What, Wibbly Wobbly Way?
Yep. Or World Wide Web.
Cool. The Stove Hub have tweeted, hello, Vanilla Web. No mention of you. It's been a while. Busy on my website project. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for No Fix the Bode Pop? That's a Twitter handle, No Fix the Bode Pop. And Will Devlin, that's a Twitter handle too. Pop up restaurant this Saturday, Kent Produce in our cozy showroom. Only a few tickets left. 10% off for Bunker listeners. Book at nofixtheabodepopups.com/bookings. It says, true romance. Treat your loved one to a different dining experience. Treat them to a No Fix the Bode pop-up restaurant at the Stove Hub, Saturday the 17th of February, 7:30 p.m. And I happen to know, although it doesn't say on there, that they're in Rochester High Street.
What? Why? What's happening?
What's happening with what?
Why do we need to do romance?
I don't know. Because Pancake Day?
That'd be it.
Excellent. It would be Pancake Day, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be it,
wouldn't You've it? Already done the romance, haven't you? I saw.
Oh, you're talking about Valentine's?
Oh, is it Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it is.
When
tomorrow.
Is it?
Tomorrow, apparently.
Wow, gifts and flowers, gifts and flowers. Don't turn your nose up, Nettie. You know you love it.
Yep. I took my other half out on Saturday, actually. We had an early Valentine's dinner. Yeah.
That's so much more romantic. Is the it? Last thing you want is to be sat in Valentine's Day, isn't with it? In a restaurant with other lovers.
Yeah.
With a forced rose.
Yeah.
It's not true, is it?
All sat there with a plastic rose.
Same rose.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
It's not good, is it?
It's wrong.
But, Luke, what did you say about Interflora?
Oh, no, because he's going to be
there's other florists available.
Interflora, they're the only flower company that deliver by post. So you can buy them online, they come to your door, they pat in a little box. But my friend has signed up for a subscription of them. So they come monthly. So
you can do a monthly subscription on flowers. Love it.
You can be thoughtful without the thought.
But is that thoughtful? Is that thoughtful?
I think so.
Do you? It's automated.
Yeah. Thought about it once.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
It's the thought that keeps on giving.
It's what?
Yeah, exactly.
Forethought.
It's forethought.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And not once, not twice, not three times. It's forethought.
Oh, but 12 times if it's annual.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not loving it.
No.
I want a bit of spontaneity.
You didn't remind me. I've got something to do. I've got to announce the winners from last week's business show competition.
What happened?
The lovely Francois Ranier, who was on from Arcadia, he was offering 2 free tickets to the seminar on the 28th of February on doing business in France. And what we asked our listeners was to tell us where they would like to do business in France and why. And I have 2 winners. And the 2 winners are Marie Williams and Martin White.
Well, they can't get that, can they?
Yeah. Well, now, Marie chose Champagne. Now, she wasn't the only one that chose Champagne as a region, and that's a bit obvious, really, wasn't it? Mm. But she got in first with that. And Martin chose Lille. And I might be making this up, but I think he chose Lille because that's as far as his old banger of a car would get him.
Well, Lille's beautiful, but...
It is nice. Yeah, it is nice. I just don't think he could make it any further into France. I think that was the problem. Anyway, they were the winners. Marie Williams and Martin White have both got a free ticket each to the Doing Business in France conference at the Business Terrace in Maidstone on the 28th of February. So congratulations to them. And thank you to Francois for putting the tickets up.
Oh, I feel better now. They're going to Maidstone. They're not going to France.
No, letting them in. No, the French wouldn't let them in. They went, you're not coming here.
No, if they were going to Lille or the Champagne region, just for saying that, I'd have thought no.
You'd have been, you wouldn't have been happy, would you?
A little bit unhappy that, you know, we didn't have. No, you know, I don't know the lady, but, you know, I wouldn't have wanted Martin to have won that.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Business Terrace in Maidstone. Very good place. However, happy for you to go there.
Absolutely. Do you need a passport?
Possibly.
For Maidstone?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Password.
Yeah. Quite possibly. Anyway, so that's that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Channel Radio News Update.
We're going to do the news in brief, or NIBS, as it is now known. Do you like that?
Yeah,
Nibs.
I love it.
Smaller and growing businesses are struggling to hire the right talent. According to the most recent survey from Smith & Williamson, 66% of businesses are seeking new hires. According to the Enterprise Index survey, a quarterly barometer which tests the views of over 200 business leaders and entrepreneurs. However, only 38% believe that the workforce is sufficiently trained or educated to help them with their growth plans. And I happen to know, because I'm in that field, that today, right now, on February the 13th, there are 810,000 unfilled full-time job vacancies in the UK. Nearly a million. What you got, Bud?
Well, British employees cite bullying, aggressive behaviours and micromanagement as examples of their most recent experiences of bad managers.
I feel bullied by that comment.
Oh, do you?
Do you, Bud?
I'm just trying to keep sensible because I'm on the tipping point.
Are you?
Yeah. So here we go. Poor management is endemic in the British. Please don't, because I'm trying so hard.
Come on, Bert.
She's corpsed again.
Who tried to?
Do you want me to do it?
Yes.
She's corpsed again.
All of it. He gives me the big ones.
Poor management is endemic in the British workplace, with 80% of employees having experienced what they consider poor management or a poor manager, or one crying at the moment, at least once during their career. According to new research by YouGov on behalf of leading HR and payroll specialists, solutions provider MHR. I've also now not got my glasses on, so this isn't going to go well.
Borrow my glasses.
The survey of over 2,000 British employees also found that 73% of employees who have experienced poor management or a poor manager have considered leaving a job, and among those, a staggering 55% actually quit their job because of bad management. That is shocking.
It's always the way, though.
It's always the way. People don't leave their jobs. People leave the managers.
They do. It's really frightening, isn't it? Because that has a bigger impact on people's lives. Joking aside, they've got mortgages, children, whatever else, and they're so unhappy and going in to do that job.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know how many of those people quit their job without having a job and how many of them took a lower paid or any other job just to
get away.
Not do it anymore.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, management, after all these years and all the amount of management training courses and everything that's around, it's still one of the most badly effective things that we do. And the reason for that is that we use management as a status
it's
and
weapon.
A reward.
It's a weapon.
Yeah, we don't pick people to be managers because it's their skill set. We reward people that are good salespeople or good techies or good whatever by making them the managers. Mm. And what you end up with is a bad manager and losing someone that was technically good at something, and that's the problem.
I was reading the other day about a company. So they're a gaming company. They make games. They're called Valve, and they have flexible everything. So you have flexible projects, but more importantly, flexible managers.
Yeah,
I think you said it earlier. You vote with your feet. It's exactly the same as that. So the managers that are very good at being managers have lots of people who want them to be their manager.
Yeah,
and the managers who are not so good, nobody sits with them. You know, they kind of get pushed out. So you never get this scenario where people are leaving because their manager's bad, because they. Go to a different team, they go to a different manager.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it, to look at their staff turnover compared with some other companies and see, because staff turnover is probably a really good indicator.
Interestingly, Bruce Daisley, who's the head of Twitter in the UK, he was on one of our shows recently. He's just produced a book that was published yesterday about the new work paradigm and the new way of working, and these some of the things he addresses in the book. So it's really worth having a look at. Cool. The global economy energizes UK entrepreneurs, though. 80% of respondents expect growth in their own businesses over the next 12 months, a 10% rise on their views 3 months ago. 69% of respondents are optimistic about their own prospects for the future. We are seeing continuing confidence in the UK's entrepreneurial ecosystem. We have fared far better than predicted, and the global economy has entered a period of sustained, albeit measured, growth. The two biggest players, the US and China, are looking robust and are now focusing on positively growing their economies.
Smaller and growing businesses are struggling to hire the right talent, according to the most recent survey from Smith & Williamson. So 66% of businesses...
I just read that.
Did you?
Yeah. We must have it twice.
Really good one then. Well, you need to employ... More than half of the... Have you got this one?
Go on.
More than half of the UK workers, 61%, are desperate to work for themselves. Mm. But those dreams never become a reality for one in six, that's 17%, budding entrepreneurs because they do not know how to market themselves properly, according to research commissioned by the direct selling company Vorwerk. Mm-hmm. Although the proportion of small businesses planning to invest in new technology is lower than for larger businesses. Also, almost half of small businesses will invest in cybersecurity and cloud computing this year. British businesses are prioritising investment in cybersecurity, cloud computing and connectivity in 2018 as they seek to build stronger and more resilient businesses, according to the new research from Beaming, the business internet service provider. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in response to Brexit, 62% of mid-market business leaders plan to increase their investment in exports beyond the EU. Mid-market businesses are bracing themselves to the impact of Brexit and looking beyond Europe to shore up their future success, according to research from national law firm Mills & Reeve. The study, called Defying Gravity, based on the opinions of 500 leaders of medium-sized businesses, reveals that mid-market businesses remain confident in their growth prospects and are overhauling their strategies in preparation for the exit. 60% of mid-market business leaders plan to increase investment in exports beyond the EU. The research reveals that mid-market businesses are feeling bullish despite the unstable landscape, with 83% planning to increase turnover in this financial year, 2017-18, by an average of 22%.
I was going to say, what I find incredible about that is, instead of that being, a bit like we were saying earlier, a really good news story, we're calling it all despite Brexit.
Despite Brexit,
yeah.
We still don't know what that is, but we blame it on everything.
Exactly. I've seen some really crazy stuff.
I
can't remember what it was. I just burst out laughing and then cleared it out of my head because it was something that somebody did, and they said, despite Brexit, and it couldn't have anything to do with Brexit. It was like people eat cornflakes for breakfast or something, I mean, despite Brexit. And it's just, really, you just depend that. It's like a hashtag, isn't it? Despite Brexit, it just depends to everything.
It's almost patronising. It's almost like people can still grow despite Brexit.
Yeah. They are. Despite Brexit, 2018 is predicted to be another... No, I've just put that in. As predicted to be another record year for startups in the UK, with 76% of SMEs working... This is what I find fascinating, working on new ideas. Mm. So the SME is the lifeblood of the global economic ecosystem, refreshed and renewed by the startup. Leading digital marketing experts, Digimax, find the UK's startup trend is set to continue, as it reveals 76% of business owners said that they are currently working on new ideas, and 43% aiming to launch this year. So that's more than half, that's 56%, have previously moved from conception to launch within 24 months. It goes on and on and on. I love this. So fewer than half would be conducting the marketing in-house and 58% outsourcing. And they talk about marketing. So it just shows what's coming.
Yeah. On a completely different note, the MOT system has been changed to affect classic cars. From May of this year, May 2018, the government is exempting any vehicle that was made before 1978 from compulsory MOT testing. That's interesting, isn't it? This broadens the current exemption for those bought before 1960, which was the previous rules, yeah?
What? I thought that's what it was anyway, 25 years car anyway.
Well, apparently it's broadened it out.
How interesting.
Yeah, it used to be cars made before 1960, and now they've moved it forward to cars made before 1978.
Interesting.
The change will increase the number of older vehicles legally without an MOT to just below 200,000, from just below 200,000 to 500,000, about 1.5% of all UK vehicles. The Department for Transport is introducing the change because the modern MOT does not adequately check historic cars. And that's what really counts, isn't it? You know, whether you've got brakes or not is completely immaterial.
Yeah.
It's just that the process doesn't work. So basically, we'll scrap the process.
Yeah. The rules are MOTs don't accurately check it. So let's not check it.
Exactly. That seems to be the rule.
Yeah.
And isn't that typical?
Is that because of Brexit?
Oh, bound to be.
Despite
Brexit. It says, there's a caveat. It says owners of historical vehicles must make sure that they are roadworthy. But
that's all right then.
Yeah. Good stuff. Have you got any more, Bird?
No.
Good, nor have I, and that's just as it should be because we've come to the end of our time there.
Channel Radio News Update.
Good. good. I just want to tell you about something that I'm doing. I'm going to promote my own thing. You promoted your range of clothing. I'm going to promote what I'm doing. I'd like you to join us if you own a business on March the 16th at County Hall in Maidstone. We've got a free seminar from 9:30 until 12:30 in which we're going to talk to you about employing people with disabilities and supported needs. So please do come and join us with that. We'd love to have you. KentBusinessRadio.co.uk/blogs/KSE to find all the details. But now we're going over to the Channel Radio newsroom and we'll be back soon.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
There's more pressure on Oxfam following allegations that staff paid for sex with prostitutes in Haiti following the earthquake there. Now it's emerged a former senior staff member said her concerns about a culture of sexual abuse involving aid workers were ignored in 2014. The government has launched a new piece of software which can detect jihadist content online. It's said to be extremely accurate. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has hinted it may be introduced by law for tech companies to use. Thomas Cook has resumed flights to Tunisia. It's after the government changed its travel advice for the country. 30 Britons died in a terror attack there in 2015 after a gunman opened fire on a beach and in a hotel complex in Sousse. England cricketer Ben Stokes will stand trial, having pleaded not guilty after being charged with a fray. It follows an incident outside a Bristol nightclub which led to him being suspended from playing for his country. And Elise Christie was left in tears after failing to win gold in the 500-metre short track speed skating final. The Brit fell.